Atlanta teenager Nzinga Braswell traveled to Ghana in 2015 and documented her journey on film. The result was a film called A Queen's Discovery, and the piece was recently honored by a PDS Film Festival. Nzinga joins me in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
A little early for you?
Yeah, just a little.
Also with us is Nzinga's collaborator on the film, her father, Kenneth. He's director of President Obama's National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse. He's also the executive director of the group Fathers Incorporated here in Atlanta. Kenneth, it's good to have you as well.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Nzinga, what did you hope to get out of the trip to Ghana?
I just hope to learn something new about a new place, and I really hope to like allow my journey to change me as a person and to help people, to help change other things that were going on.
And did that happen?
Yes, I was definitely changed as a person. I learned a lot of things from my trip, and I'm trying right now to help change their lives in Ghana, too.
So you made this film, and have you gone back and rewatched the film, I assume, a few times since then?
Yes, I've watched it a few times.
So, 'cause it looks like some of that was filmed of your first impressions while you were still there.
Mm-hmm. My dad, every day he would record me and ask me like what I learned and what I saw and everything that I experienced.
So how have your impressions now changed since those very first ones that got that documented on film?
My impressions are still the same. I was just, my eyes were definitely opening like throughout the trip, and I was definitely learning different things throughout the trip. So I think that it was just, I learned a new thing every day. So like my mindset is just changing every day.
So Kenneth, what did you hope that your daughter would get out of that trip?
You know, for me, it was watching her through my own eyes, because it was only 2 years before that I took my first trip there. And I remembered how I transformed over 9 days, you know, having been in America for as long as I am. I'm not going to say my age. And so, but to watch myself transform over 9 days from my own lens in terms of who I am as a Black American, and watching our African brothers and sisters and how they react and how they live in Africa, and then how that looks here in America. And I just was very curious about Nzinga. Nzinga was named after an African queen, to see how she would transform as well, seeing the same thing I did. And it was just amazing to watch how her perspective on who she was as not only a young Black female, but as someone who grew up in America, understanding American culture, to see how that juxtaposed to what she was seeing in Africa, and then how media has informed her and how her education informed her the differences between who she is here and who they are there in Africa.
And one of the comments that you make in the film is that you think that African Americans don't really understand a Black culture of Africa, and that Africans don't really understand Black culture as exists in the U.S. What does that mean?
Absolutely. That blew me away. The first year that we were there, we trained 300 Ghanaian teachers from across the country on new American techniques, educational techniques. And one of the workshops that I did was on community and parental engagement. And we opened up the workshop by asking them to tell us what they were told about America, and then we would tell them what we were told about Africa. Basically, we were just exploring assumptions. And one of the things that they said was that they don't really have a good sense of what racism looks like. And it was interesting because my brain was like, well, how can you not know that? And then when I thought about it, it was like, well, wait a minute. They're in Africa. They don't see racism the same way we see it in America. And what really blew my mind about that was when you look at how we level our expectations of a people here in America and how we and what we gauge ourselves up against, like particularly for African Americans in America, white Americans are always our gauge when we look at percentages and we look at research.
Right.
In Africa, their gauge is themselves, it's their own expectations. So they don't look at anybody else with respect to how well they're doing or how bad they're doing. They just look at their own culture. And that just really put me in a different space when it comes to how I see myself, how I see my children, and how I see our society here in America.
And one of the things, Nzinga, that seemed to have struck you was the difference in attitude towards school.
Yes, definitely. Since people have to pay for school, they definitely care about it way more than us in America. Since it's given to us, we kind of like, we either don't want to go or we think it's not that important. But they really care about school and they want their education because they know with an education they can go somewhere farther in life besides the village or where they live, and they can take their education and do something very big with themselves. And here I feel like it's underestimated, like, oh, we don't need that. Like, we can do something else. We can still make money. But they really value education way more than we do.
Did you come back and talk about that with your friends?
Yes, I did. I definitely value my education way more than I did before. And when I get up for school, I'm like, well, at least this is free for me, and at least I'm going and I have the privilege to go to school when some people don't.
And you turn 18 this year?
Yes, I do, in May.
And where are you going after that, after school, after high school?
Kennesaw State University.
A proud owl to be.
Yes.
So, Kenneth, this is part, I assume this is all part of what you think of as responsible fatherhood. You opening this up to your daughter is something that you see as part of your duty as a parent?
Absolutely. I think that we should always be exposing our children to more and allowing them to see more. And as I say, get their eyes off of their own square block. And so to be able to understand how people live and to embrace other cultures and to be proud of their own culture, and for them to kind of see and recognize and be proud of their history. And so, and always to be a servant. I think that once you begin to understand who you are in this world, you get a great sense of how you can be a help to the world. And so I believe that the broader our children's perspectives are with respect to who they are in the world, the more help they can be to others.
That would suggest, though, that this kind of trip could be replicated whether you are African American or not, that a responsible parent might look into how they can open up their kid who has Italian ancestry or Asian ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Absolutely. We were multicultural when we went on our trip, and the experiences that we all went through when we were there were the same, whether we were black or white. We had the same conversations on the bus at the end of the day about what we experienced and how we were going to go back home and think a little differently about the work and the things that we were doing here to help others. So I think that everybody, not only just going to Africa, I mean, I press upon my children that the world is their oyster. And so all of my children want to go other places. And Zynga's talked about going to Tahiti. My middle daughter wants to go to Spain. My son wants to go to Australia and see kangaroos. Every one of my children want to go abroad and see other things. And I just think that as parents, we have an obligation to broaden the perspective of our children.
We only have about a minute left in Zynga, but if you were going to make the case. Now, look, international travel is not something that's possible for everybody by any stretch of the imagination. But if you were going to make the case for it for young people, what is the benefit of traveling outside the U.S.?
Just to open your mind to new things. Like, the United States is not the only place in the world, and I feel like there's many different cultures. There's many different cultures that you can learn about. Like, we're not the only people, and there's many things that we can learn, and like, we can learn about more about ourselves and other people to like better understand like the world itself.
That is Kenneth and Nzinga Braswell of Atlanta. The documentary about their trip to Ghana is called A Queen's Discovery. It was recognized in the PBS Film Festival To the Contrary. You can actually watch it at our website, gpbnews.org. Kenneth and Nzinga, thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.